Good morning, church.
Good morning, Charles.
Are you ready to sing and praise the Lord this morning?
Absolutely.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here and we can press in towards you here this morning. And Father, I know there are many things that we could be doing with our time, but we want to spend time with you, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we're going to press in, we're going to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning. And so, Father, we just thank you now for meeting us here once again, that we'd just be able to have a time of praise and worship where we forget about ourselves and just focus on you completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Serve him, serve him, serve him in the morning, serve him in the noontime. Serve him, serve him. Serve him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him. Love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him. Love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
I like that part where it says, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. You know, all of us have a past of some sort. And God doesn't sit there and hang that over us. But He gives us grace, total grace and forgiveness, where we can say, He is our Redeemer. He doesn't make me feel guilty every single day because of what I've done in the past. Every day is a new day. We control it, what we want to do. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. You're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Praise filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Of the Lord forever I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. Could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one, no, not one. No night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Did ever saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one, no, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one, no, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your. rejoice, and I enter the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to His tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the Word. My fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story so blessed. Of Jesus who'll save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, He patiently waits to save by His power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and sing, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the excitement rising in this body of believers. Oh, let them shout hallelujah. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For God is so good. He is so good to us. He saved us all. He made us whole. God is so good to us. And now as we are about to receive this offering, oh, you said every man, every person as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. Oh, what a great promise that God has given us. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. As we give, oh, as we give with gladness, God is going to supply all our needs. God is going to give us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are our source. You are our provider. You are our keeper. You are, Lord, the shade on our right hand. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body. Thank you for meeting the need of the church itself. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And we pray for blessings upon each and every one that give, not only in this congregation, but the congregation that watches us in the webcast. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, I'm glad that you are here today, and I'm going to give you first a sermonette. Let me tell you a little joke to begin with here. And there was a family that was going to church, and when they were driving home, the dad was saying, you know, that that was not a whole lot of sermon to get. He was not too impressed. So the little boy simply said, well, Dad, what do you expect when you only give a dollar? So I'm going to give you a little sermonette, and then we're going to get into the message. And so what I want to talk about is, I want to talk first about Egypt. We have seen a number of things happen in the last few weeks. And I want to give some information and where Egypt is going to go from here on. First of all, we have 80 million people living there. And most of Egypt is desert. And so the people are living in a very confined area. Egypt has never been a free nation. It began as a kingdom 3,150 years before Christ. So Egypt as a nation is more than 5,000 years old. One of the oldest kingdoms on the earth. And they have always been ruled by a king or a pharaoh. Around 1650 before Christ, there was an empire which is in Turkey today called the Hittite Empire. And the Hittites moved around and they conquered Egypt and held that for about 500 years. It was a Hittite pharaoh that was there when Joseph came to Egypt. And when Moses left, the Egyptians had driven out the Hittites and taken their nation back, but still it was a pharaoh or a king that ruled it. In 343 B.C., Greece came, Alexander the Great conquered Egypt, and the Greeks held Egypt for about 200-300 years, and then came the Romans. And the Romans held Egypt to approximately 700 A.D. when the Islamic forces invaded Egypt and took it over. Here's a very interesting thing to point out. After Jesus had been resurrected, the apostles went into Egypt. And approximately 150 A.D., most of people in Egypt were Christians. And they developed a church called the Coptic Church. And the Coptic Church was never under the Roman church. Now, when the Muslims came in, they wiped out of all Christianity. Tunisia was a Christian nation. Algeria, Morocco, the entire North Africa was Christian until Islam came in and ruled them by the sword. Once Egypt had been occupied by Islam, with Islamic forces, it was then ruled by the Ottoman Empire, which was Turkey. And Turkey ruled that until World War I, where the British took it away. Here's a very interesting thing to give just a historical background. In 1798, Napoleon Bonaparte, the French emperor, invaded Egypt and held it for about 2 years. And then he was driven out. When the Suez Canal was built, it was financed by the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds owned and operated that canal for a number of years. From 1805 to 1952, Egypt was ruled by kings, dictators. And from World War I and up to 1953, Egypt was actually under British rule. And the last king to rule down it was King Farouk. And he was thrown out in 1953. He was a bad playboy into pornography, women, booze, whatever you had it. He was a horrible guy. And then from 1953, we have had three dictators. Nasser took power in 56, Sadat in 1970, and Hosni Mubarak in 1981. Think about this now. Here's a nation more than 5,000 years old that had always been ruled by dictators. In the Middle East, of every nation, we have demonic rulers or archons. These are princes. And the prince of Egypt has been over Egypt for 5,000 years. The question now is, why has the archon over Egypt, satanic, loosed his grip? Because never before in the history of Egypt has a people made an uprising, not with weapons, but simply coming out on the streets. What's behind this? I can tell you this, it is not the world government. They are horrified. I believe that as we are coming into the end times, that Jesus said that the gospel shall be preached to all nations. And I believe that God simply has opened up Egypt at this time where he wants to have the gospel presented to these people that over the years have been slaves. You got to understand now that the rulers in the Middle East are cruel. You take the Syrians, the Jordanians in Yemen, Iraq, Iran, they have torture, killing. I mean, these rulers are wicked, have been like that for thousands of years. And some of the people have broken free. What's going to happen now? What is happening behind the scenes? Well, this year, the United States has earmarked $1.3 billion for the Egyptian military. Almost every officer from lieutenant and up in the Egyptian Army, in the Air Force, and Navy have been trained in the United States. They speak good English, and they are pro-Western. Egypt's weapons are American weapons. And when you buy weapons from a country, you got to remember this, spare parts. And so when we sell weapons, tanks, airplanes, and so on, we have a chokehold on these nations because if they don't behave right, we simply cut off the spare parts and the supplies. The Soviet Union operated exactly the same way, and so has every other nation. Thus, in the Egyptian military, we have a number of officers that I would say are working for the CIA. Because when we have military coming over here, the CIA recruits a number of people and put them back in what they call a sleeper position. Iran has a tremendous strong intelligence operation. And Iran has a number of agents in Egypt, and Iran is hoping to capture that through the Muslim Brotherhood. Then we have Israel. Now, Egypt has a large Jewish population. They have been there for 3,000 years or plus. And so the Israeli Mossad has a lot of agents in Egypt. France has agents in Egypt. England has agents in Egypt. Thus, that country is simply permeated by intelligence agents, including Russia, that has some there too. It's going to be a battle now over, are they really going to get a democracy? Are they going to be able to elect their own leaders? I believe that we need to pray that God will simply hold the door open, eventually Egypt will go under the world government. But right now, it is open. It is similar to what it was in Czechoslovakia in 1956, when they tried to break loose, and for a few weeks, they threw off the Soviet, then the Soviet came back in. So we're living in exciting times, and we need to understand that the people of Egypt, for the first time in 5,000 years, have a chance to be free. Notice, they cleaned up the square and the streets afterwards. There was no violence. I believe that God's Spirit has been working there. Let me talk now what we can do ourselves. I want to thank, first of all of you that have given to us this month. And I thank you for that. I thank you for those of you that are watching us right now, that we continue to give and keep this ministry going. We are very shortly going to release the next little booklet called The Rothschilds. And it's going to be a very powerful instrument in revealing what the world government is doing. Let me tell you about Christian Dynamics number one. And this is what I want to talk to all our friends that are watching us and those of you that are here. Christian Dynamics number one is printed, collated, proofread, ready. We have hundreds of stacks ready to go. We are now at the phase that we need to have covers. I cannot print in color. We have to farm that out. And see, in order to finish Christian Dynamics number one, we need $2,000. That's for the printing, the covers. The technicians are going to help us to show us how to bind it and so on. We have all the machinery. And I'm going to ask you that are watching us, would you be willing? I know you've given this month. Would you be willing to simply say, I'm going to invest in Christian Dynamics? It's the most powerful book we ever produced. And help us out so that we can proceed. I got the printer lined up. He's a Christian. I got the cover design. I got everything except cash. So I thank you very much if you can give us a hand and help us out. We're going to have our prayer time. Our first request is from Patty Sims from New York. She needs prayer. Her thyroid was removed more than 20 years ago, and she has been praying for a new thyroid. The medicine the doctors have prescribed for her is making her ill. Have you believed that God has either given her a new thyroid, or he is supernaturally taking care of what the thyroid is not, what is, does not do in the body? She is torn between stopping to take the medication and stay on it. Let us pray that Patty will have a final spiritual breakthrough once and for all. We got a call in here from Gert Timmerman. And Tremaine Timmerman's dad died Friday. She's flying to South Africa today as we're speaking. She's been on her way now. And she's going there to help out with the funeral arrangement and so on. So we're going to pray that she has a safe flight down there, safe flight back home, and that she'd be able to witness to her family. We need to continue to pray for the Blair family to have an income. Let's continue to pray that God will send them customers for their website design business. When it came to the oil this last week, oil went down $3.45 a barrel. It is sitting at 85.58. It is obvious that this is not going the way the devil wants it. But through prayer, God is causing confusion among the speculators and pressing the price down. Remember this, lower oil prices means food will be cheaper and poor people will be able to eat more. So we need to pray for that. Now, last week, Sister Lois, God is preferring you. You've been walking with him many years. And we're going to have the rains are going to arrive tomorrow. And we're going to have rain for the next 5 days. Now, you, those of you living outside California might not be a big thing for you. But here we can go sometimes 3, 4, 5 months without a drop of rain. And this is our season to receive it. So I would like us today, I'm going to have you, Sister Lois, I want you to thank God today for the rains that are coming tomorrow and will be with us this week. So let's stand, and those of you that like to pray with me here, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we praise you for what you have been doing in Patty and Eric Sims' life. We thank you that the Holy Spirit was able to do that miracle with their heater. And we know that he is going to continue working in Patty's life, even though she has a very grave need with her thyroid. Lord, we know that you do miracles and that you respond to faith. So we ask for your faith to be directed to Patty so that she would have faith to drop the medication. We pray that you would give her a revelation that that's what you want her to do. And if it's not what you want her to do, we pray that you would give her a revelation. Yes. She needs to know what is your will in this matter and then take the first step in faith. So we pray that she would have an understanding of what to do about this matter of the thyroid and know that she knows that it's you and not have to be tossed to and fro with wondering, what should I do? We ask you that you will give her, and we thank you that you will give her that direction, and we thank you that you also will provide the faith. And so we praise you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.
Father God, we want to lift up Charmaine Timmerman as she's flying to South Africa, Lord, where she is from. And we ask that you would give her safety on the way there and also on the way back. And then that she would be comforted, Lord. It is a fact of life. Most children see their parents' funerals. Sometimes the parents see their children's funerals. But this is the fact of life. This is the life cycle. And we thank you for the opportunity for her to give the gospel to the people that she encounters down there. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for being with Gert and the three children as he's at home looking after them. I'm sure he's going to have his hands full. So we ask your blessing upon him also as he's dealing with the extra work. And we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you are going to be with the Blair family. They need your help, Jesus, and they are both husband and wife and talented in web design. And I'm asking you, Jesus, on their behalf that you will help them. Help them with more customers. Help them so that they can help people and that they can take care of their own family. And that they will not have any emergency needs for their family as far as food is concerned. And I pray that you will take care of their entire needs for everything, rent for the apartment and food and transportation and everything. I pray, Jesus, that you will help them in their endeavor to work and to feed their family and to help more people in their web design and in absolutely everything that they do every day in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for the service today. Thank you, Lord God, for how you're intervening in our lives, how you're taking care of us, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you for what you've done over the last week with the oil prices dropping down and coming down lower and lower. We thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the future. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, God, that the crisis in Egypt didn't play a factor for the people that are trying to drive the prices up to $100 and above. Didn't work. Amen. Yeah. And Lord God, you've intervened again.
Yes.
And Lord, these are miracles. Whether we realize it or not, these are miracles that are taking place in heaven. That you're working the situation out, Father. And I thank you for that. And there's a lot to be said when in your word when you say things will be loose on earth, they will also be loose in heaven. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and how you're taking care of the business and how you're going to drive these prices even lower, Lord God. We thank you. We also pray for freedom in Egypt. We pray that God will rule that land and not the devil any longer. So we pray for great things to come out of Egypt, people to be saved, people to be one to the Lord, and to receive what God has for them. And let freedom ring in Egypt. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. As Michael said, you are the God of miracles. And you have been doing miracles over 2,000 years. And Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for the things that you've done, the things that you are going to do. And we thank you for who you are, Lord. The loving Father, the caring Father, the God that never fails. And Lord, you know this need, O Lord, about the finishing of the book. To put the cover on. And we ask you in the name of Jesus, speak into the hearts of the people, O Lord, that they will send for that need. We pray many times before, Lord, for one need or the other need. And you met that need. You filled that need that there was. And we praise you and thank you that you are going to meet this need also. And this book will be finished once and for all, Lord. And your name will be glorified. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. And Lord, I want to pray another prayer for Greg that is a new visitor here. His wife is in the hospital. He's suffering lung problem because of smoking. And Lord, we all want all of us to agree today. I pray for him already, for his wife, but we want the whole congregation to come into agreement that his wife will be healed, will be raised from the bed, and she will, Lord, be released today with another miracle of God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty miracle right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we come to you today again, but in thankfulness and in gratitude for hearing our prayers, for answering them, and for giving us the rain that we requested a couple of weeks ago, last week too. And Father God, I watched as the meteorologist put the news up of the weather on television, and I watched as the jet stream was moved from where it was preventing rain from coming down to bringing rain probably tomorrow or this week. And Father, I as I watched it, I was rejoicing and thanking you in my heart for bringing it and for moving that jet stream. And I knew that your hand did it and no one else, and that you did it for us, for this state, and for the people growing food and providing food for others. Father, we thank you very much, And as we come together here in this corporate prayer meeting, it is a corporate prayer meeting, and everything we pray is corporately done. It's all of us joined together, Lord, and we thank you for that. Father, increase our numbers and increase our strength and our faithfulness to you of all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that the prayers are on the altar. The smoke is going up before you, Lord. And each one of these prayers will be answered in your time, in due season. We thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to read out of the book of Exodus. This is Exodus chapter 20. And I was reading this week in 1 Kings in Solomon when he dedicated the temple. And he touched on the same issue. But I haven't located it in Solomon here. In 1 Kings at this time. But in Exodus 20, and starting in verse 8, and I see this over and over in the Bible. And it says, and it's always brought to me. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, that means you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, or your maidservant, that means the people that are you have authority over to do work or not to do work, nor your cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And time and again in the Bible, you see it over and over and over again, where they wanted, where the Bible says, don't do your pleasure on that day, but do his pleasure on that day. So, this is a good study if you get time to check it out. What is his pleasure and what is your pleasure? Okay. Father God, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to be here. We thank you, Father, for the word that was preached about Noah. And also spoken about Job and Daniel, that it is going to be those that finish that make the difference and that are favored. So give us the strength to finish whatever the work, whatever the calling is. And we thank you for that, Lord, and to never let the devil separate us from the vision, but to stay on target and stay on the vision. And we know, people that walk with you know what the vision is. Each one has their own individual vision that's been given to them. So we thank you for the power and the strength to stay on it and to not be deterred. And we thank you, Father, for our many blessings. We ask your blessing upon us as we go our way, for safety on the road, and for faith to complete. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.